Time for us to do what we do every Wednesday afternoon at this time. And let's talk about downtown Bangor. Betsy Lundy from the Downtown Bangor Partnership is back. Welcome.
Thanks for having me again, Rich.
We missed you last week.
I know. I was in Baltimore at a downtown conference learning all about other downtowns and what they're doing.
Nice. So are we going to do what Baltimore does? That's a pretty great setup.
Yeah.
The Inner Harbor is fantastic.
That's where I stayed. And I had no idea. I mean, my last impression of Baltimore was like watching The Wire. And like I show up and it's all like little like mechanical scooters, like people ride in suits, like riding scooters down the street and stuff. It was really super cool.
Yeah. I mean, if you go out to the island, it's still The Wire out
okay,
there.
All right.
But yeah, Inner Harbor, you're in great shape. Well, you've brought with you today a special guest. Would you like to introduce him or shall I?
I can do it.
Okay.
Scott and I go way back. So I brought with me Scott Bryson, the owner of Bagel Central. He took over ownership of Bagel Central in January of last year, but he was a longtime employee, like even before Bagel Central was Bagel Central, and Bagel Central was the bagel shop on the corner where Umami is now. And yeah, so I brought him along with me to talk about the Bagel Central land. Yeah.
Well, Scott, welcome. And congratulations again on taking over a business that you've been a part of forever. And well, you look around downtown Bangor and the Central Street area in particular, I don't know that there's a more iconic business downtown than Bagel Central.
No, it's kind of a staple of Bangor. It's been built that way for a few years. We'd like to keep it that way. It's great. Downtown Bangor's done really well over the last few years with the Waterfront Concert Series and just bringing more people to downtown. It's really nice to see.
And I feel like you guys in many ways were the start of what's happened down there, because people were going downtown to Bagel Central and the bagel shop before that at a time when there wasn't a whole lot else drawing people downtown.
No. I've been there 25 years, and like you say, the very beginning, we've seen a lot of the storefronts close down. Remain empty, and now they're building back up. There's not really a lot of empty storefronts downtown. It's nice to see. Anything to get people down there is nice.
And of course, where you are too, there's so much going on. There's been some change, but some constants as well from Epic Sports and the Briar Patch and others who've been there forever. But it seems, and we've talked about this with Betsy, that there are several streets in downtown Bangor where this growth is happening. It isn't just one section, but all of downtown is really growing by leaps and bounds.
Yeah, the Exchange Street they've done a great job with Exchange Street. Franklin Street with what Abe and Heather are doing over
Street,
there. Columbia Street. It's just nice. They've done a really good job with the revitalization of downtown. People like Betsy, Zeth, all these people that have worked on it, they put a lot of work into it, and I'm thankful.
What's been the key to success for Bagel Central for all these many years?
Several different things. The main one is retaining employees. You know, you treat them really good, treat them as family, and they stick around. It's an amazing concept. It actually works.
Scott actually was telling me about the book that you read about, was it Let My People Go Surfing?
Yeah. That's kind of what I'm modeling my management style after. It's actually Yvonne Chouinard, the guy that founded Patagonia, and he invests in his employees. Everything he does is about the employees. So, and I think that's the key. It's a little bit different from the rest of the food industry.
Yeah.
But we're going to try a little bit different approach. And Sonia had already started that approach. So all I have to do is keep doing it, refine it, and keep doing what we're doing.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And I think there's no greater thing you can say about a business in that it's the community meeting place. It's where people go when family comes in from out of town. That's where everybody meets, is at Bagel Central.
Yeah. And that's we've done that on purpose, the way our tables are set up. We keep them together. We actually try to force people that wouldn't normally sit together to actually have to sit together and maybe have conversations they wouldn't normally have. And that it's really good. I don't see too many other people doing that. And I think it's important for the community.
I felt honored, and then it stung a little bit a couple of years back when Phil and Helen and the gang, the regulars down there, invited me to join their sessions and be part of the regulars table. I think they just did it to bring down the average age a little bit.
Yeah, that's funny, Phil and Helen. Yeah, in that table, those are the same people sitting in that table since before I started. Like,
wow.
Same people for 25 years. And and you know, they hold court down there every day. It's just, it's fun. It's fun to see. They're like family. We have a employee Christmas party at the end of the year, and we usually invite two or three of those people to the party every year, just so they can see us, in not quite a business sense.
Right, right.
So it's a fun, it's fun. They're good people.
Yeah, they are. Well, good people, as you said, good people working there as well. And that's when you know it's good, when you see the same faces. It's not that constant rotation of new people. It's not always a work in progress because you're constantly training new people. You got folks who are treated well by ownership, and they pass that on to the customers.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other part of the equation is consistency. Our menu actually hasn't changed in close to 40 years, other than we stopped being kosher in 2009. But other than that, the same bagels, same recipes. I mean, that was part of the sale from Sonia and from Richard, keeping all of those recipes, and they're still under lock and key. They're all the same. Nothing has changed. So that's good.
We're talking with Scott Bryson from Bagel Central, Betsy Lundy here as well, and of course, since you guys started, many, many more dining opportunities in downtown Bangor. But the more we talk to people, we get the same message. That's a good thing. That's they're not your competition. The idea is to bring more and more people into downtown Bangor, and maybe they start somewhere else. Then they see what you guys are doing and they stop in, or maybe they've been going to Bagel Central for years and then look around and say, well, we'll try some of these other places too.
Yeah, that's definitely part of it. Anything you can do to get people down there and to show up at the other places as well. You know, we refer people to different coffee places for higher end coffee. When the Friars were down there, it was nice because they had a lot of stuff that complemented our stuff. Yeah, it's great. And just building that relationship with all the other businesses downtown, it makes it easier. It makes it easy to do all your shopping downtown. It's nice.
Bagel Witch is my favorite. I'm just going to put it out there. Bagel Witch on an herb bagel. I love that most of all. But when you got the jalapeno cream cheese, I have to be there for that too.
I know. The specialty cream cheeses are always up for debate. Everybody has their favorites. We just don't have enough, the capacity to keep them all in rotation at all times. But yeah, there's some favorite ones. Jalapeno, Hungarian, that stuff.
You're hitting that busy time of year too, where you guys will be cooking up all kinds of things for people for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, for Hanukkah celebrations. And it's always busy at Bagel Central, but the next 2 months got to be crazy for you folks.
Yeah, starting probably next week. We've already started getting stuff prepped for Thanksgiving, all the pies. And that'll be, yeah, the 2 weeks leading up to Thanksgiving are pretty crazy around there. We get like a 1 week lull, and then it immediately starts for Christmas orders again. We get that. Once we get through that, we have January to kind of recoup. And then February, it starts right up again. So, yeah.
Why February? What's up in February?
I don't have an answer for that. It's January typically is slow. I don't know if it's like because of more snow or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe people are on vacations. I'm not sure. February, okay. Though, in the last 3 years, that's when it starts. It just builds back up until the summer, July, August.
Well, congratulations on a great run of success, and good to see somebody who knows the company so well take ownership of it and then keep doing what you've been doing and grow it even further from here. You're such a great part of downtown Bangor.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Scott Bryson, Bagel Central. Betsy, thank you as well.
Thanks for having me.
Want to do it again next week?
Yeah, same time, same place.
You got it right here every Wednesday on downtown.